But when you die, on your deathbed, you will receive total consciousness. So I got that going for me, which is nice.
Transmission started.
And now it's time for Fleshing It In.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Fleshing In. I'm your host, John Stenning, and we are here with friend of the podcast, Adam Richards. Adam?
Hey, John. How's it going?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, man. Good.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
First off, I like to ask all of my guests, how often do you think about death?
Not too often.
Not too often. A healthier amount than a lot of people who are on the show who say all the time.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. I've heard that.
Yeah, I hang out with a lot of, I don't know, maybe sad sacks or...
I don't know, man. I know a lot of the people you've talked to. They're pretty nice people. But
oh, nice people. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
I never thought them of the macabre type.
Yeah, right. And like that's kind of why I wanted to do this, you know, because I feel like I ask a lot of people, and they're like, "Oh yeah, all the time." Like, oh, so like, and what? So you don't think about it often.
You know, since I started picking up what you're putting down here, I've thought about things, and I probably shouldn't think about it while I'm doing some of the daily tasks that I do.
Yeah.
Because one slip up, and I could be something that you're talking about next week, you know?
Because of your job?
Not because of my job. I guess it would be my second job. I use a lot of power tools I come home to work on the house.
Yeah. That's what my last guest was just talking about, was working with power tools and seeing a nail go through someone's nail.
And you know that's benign.
Right.
Like 2 weeks ago, I was using a sawzall and it slipped, and that could have ended without, you know, I could have dug into my wrist and cut some arteries.
Yeah, that's bad news.
Yeah.
So you'd rather not talk about it. I'd rather not think about it.
I'll talk about it.
Sure.
If I'm thinking about it while I'm using the tools.
Yeah, it's probably not the right mindset to be in.
And then I'm going to cut something at a weird angle and then be frustrated and have to recut it.
Right.
You know?
Right. Or then it's like a part of your house, and then that's not.
It won't end up in the final product at all.
No.
I'm too much of a perfectionist.
Yeah. So you're working on a house. We talked about that a little bit before we started recording.
Yes.
That's nice.
It is.
That sounds like fun.
It is.
Have you found any creepy things in the house?
I found a couple of creepy things. The people who sold it to us, they were 85.
Yeah.
I found their cake topper from their wedding in the eaves.
Yeah.
I found this creepy owl that was made out of wood and had like leather eyes in the other eave behind my bed.
Oh, interesting.
And the funny part about that was there was no electricity in that eave, so I'm literally crawling through there in the dark and my hand comes across something.
Yeah.
I pull it out and like, the girlfriend wasn't too happy.
Yeah. No.
So I hung it on the wall, so when she comes home tonight, she's going to see it over the bed.
And is this like, did you do any research as to what it is? Does it just seem like it?
It's a craft. It's just a craft
just
piece.
A craft.
It just looks creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's been, like, it's got a bunch of dust on it and stuff.
It's been dusty, and it's been forgotten.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about how you would want to die whenever that inevitable time comes? You want to live to be 500 years old, Adam?
I don't know if I want to live that long.
Yeah.
I think if we're going to die in like an accident, I think it would have to be falling. I don't think I'd want to burn. I don't think I'd want to drown.
Yeah.
And I know for sure I definitely wouldn't want to be electrocuted.
You know for sure.
I know for sure.
Just from like short bursts of maybe some of that.
Let's just say I had a little tangle with the circuit breaker in my house.
Yeah,
I did, man. And I shook for 20 minutes afterwards.
Damn.
Street
that's
power.
Scary.
Yeah.
That's scary.
And it made my whole body tense up.
I bet.
So I don't want to be electrocuted.
It's great, like muscle shock therapy. Yeah. You didn't have to go to the gym because your muscles were just getting a good electroshock workout.
Well, that's true. I mean, my abs definitely developed since that happened. You know?
Immediately afterwards.
So I guess if it were an accident or something outside of my control, it would be to fall or to experience some sort of euphoria before I go. Cause I like that. I've been skydiving.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Let's talk about that. How many times have you been skydiving?
Just once, man.
Once?
And it just came up in my newsfeed the other day.
I saw that.
Like 11 years ago or something. And I was like, oh man, I want to do it again.
Yeah.
I'm turning 30 next year.
Sounds awesome.
I'm planting seeds early. Like maybe people want to get into
it with you. I'm kind of interested in this. You went locally?
We went in Connecticut, right over the line in Danielson, Connecticut.
Oh, cool. Yeah, that's not far at all.
But they do it in Newport.
Oh, they do.
So
yeah,
you could do it there.
What did, could you pick out things that you like recognize as far as like Rhode Island and like the Newport Bridge or anything like that, or
from Connecticut? No.
Yeah.
I wasn't really looking because they tell you that you're going to go on 3 and they scooch out the door at 2.
Do they really?
Yeah, they do.
That's like a common tactic?
Yeah, so you have to go tandem.
Yeah, right.
And first of all, Connecticut's a little shady because you pull up to this little airstrip and there's a trailer. You go in to sign your 8 pages of waivers saying that they're not responsible if you die.
Right.
And then they load you in the back of a truck, take you down there.
Yeah.
And you're in this little one propeller plane going up. The guy sits behind you. You're sitting on the edge with your legs dangling out of the plane, and he's hooking into you. And he's like, all right, we're going to go on 3, 1, 2. And next thing I knew, my back was towards the ground. I was looking straight up, and the plane's flowing away to my right.
Yeah.
And then he flips you over, and then you free falling for a while.
How many other people are on the plane with you?
It was a small plane. It was twilight or dusk time, so it was me and this one other girl.
Yeah.
She didn't jump, though, when I went, because she paid to jump from a higher height than I did.
Oh, so
yeah,
so you jumped,
packages.
And then she went up more.
Yeah.
Yep. Wow.
But it was cool.
How high did you jump from?
I want to say 8, was it? Just under 1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to say. It was like a low package.
Yeah. How long does that take to fall?
You have about 12 seconds of free fall before the chute opens up.
Wow.
But it's a long 12 seconds.
I bet, yeah.
And it's a fun 12 seconds.
Yeah, hell yeah. That's
and then
awesome.
They let you steer the parachute.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
And how long does that part take?
That takes a couple minutes
Come
down, yeah.
Yeah. How does it equate to, like, going on a roller coaster or something like that?
I didn't get that pit in my stomach that you might get on a roller coaster.
Gotcha, yeah.
And back then, I think with age, I kind of developed a little bit more fear because I was 18 at the time, so I was just more
excited.
Weren't,
like, super nervous beforehand, or you were just excited?
Yeah, and I was going with my brother and my now sister-in-law, but they went up before me.
Oh,
so
okay.
I was going, me and the stranger that I didn't know.
Right,
but I wasn't scared, and I've never had a problem with heights, so I didn't get that pit in my stomach. It was just like a rush. It was actually adrenaline away.
Yeah. It seems like something you could get, like, addicted to.
I'm sure you could.
That's sort of adrenaline.
I'm sure you could.
And there's probably, like, not a lot of other things that can get you there. Because, like, a roller coaster is fun, but there's no way it's as exhilarating as free-falling.
You know what I want to do? I want to bungee jump.
Do you?
I do.
See, bungee jumping scares me because of the recoil.
Yeah.
The recoil, I know, like, physics means, like, you're not even going to come back up the same height as where you jumped. But it seems scary.
I don't know, man. I think, you know what? The thrill of it would be, for me, is unlike skydiving in your first situation where someone controls when you get out of the plane.
Yeah.
It's bungee jumping is you're hooked in, someone says you're good, and you have to make that conscious decision to jump off that ledge.
See, I do like that. I don't love the fact that you gotta jump with someone else. You have to jump with someone else a few times when you...
Yeah, it's a whole, like, certification process.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah.
And in fact, I think before you can jump alone, you need to learn how to pack your own chute, so then it's on you.
If it fails.
If it doesn't open, which is terrifying.
Yeah, right. So you need to know, like, all meticulously how to pack that chute and everything. Oh, that's...
And how do you test it? How do you test it on the ground once you pack it?
No, I know, right.
Because
you just need to
you
know
need
it's folded
rushing,
the right way.
Yeah.
Can you bungee jump around here?
No.
No.
And I went to South Carolina on vacation a few years back.
Yeah.
They had bungee jumping.
Yeah.
I guess they got rid of it, like, 7 months ahead of time. So you can do it in Virginia.
Yeah.
You can do it in a couple states out west. It's on the list if I'm ever traveling that way.
It's really not, it's really, like, not common at all.
The last time they did it here was during when the X Games debuted in Providence,
cool.
They had a huge crane. I actually saw it live, but I was in sixth grade or something.
I think I saw that too, actually.
It was sick.
What an awesome time that was when, like, the X Games and the Gravity Games, which were fun but not as cool as the X Games, both started here in Providence.
Wasn't it cool?
Yeah.
You could just go and see all these up and coming and see just, like, feats.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching Dave Mirra and, like, Matt Hoffman and, like, watching the luge come down College Hill.
Yep.
It was killer. Now I won't even take my bike down College Hill. I can't imagine people were doing that. Yeah, that's really interesting. As far as the plans of your death, you ever thought about what you want to do with your body afterwards?
I guess the safe thing would be to get cremated. I don't want to take up space in the ground. The only time I would want to take up space in the ground is if I get turned into a tree.
Yes, hell yes.
Make me into one of those
love
tree
that.
Irons. And
yes.
I make jokes all the time, like, turn me into a tree, you know, I'll buy land, and it'll be the family tree, and I want you guys, in my will, I'm going to say, I want you to have picnics under that tree every Sunday, because I'm providing you with the fresh air, you know?
The oxygen and the shade.
But some jerk's going to come cut me down.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Someone's going to be like, no, we're not going to cut that tree down, and they're just going to cut it down.
They're going to cut me down.
Yeah.
So, I guess that would be, like, that'd be cool to give back.
Right.
Because I think when you get put into a coffin and then buried, you're wasting money, wasting time, wasting space. Plus, you have to pay rent on that spot.
Do you?
Yeah. You buy that spot and you pay rent on it, and you can get taken out after a certain amount. And including, and people don't know this, but Arlington National Cemetery.
Really?
They don't have enough space to...
Sure.
So they're taking people out, unless you have, like, Medal of Honor winner or some prestigious award that you won.
Uh-huh.
They're constantly going through and...
And pulling people out, not disrespectfully or
not
anything.
Not disrespectfully.
But they're just freeing up space for some for the next...
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow, interesting. And do you know how long they usually stay there? I've heard that some are, like, 95 years. A lot of, like... But that's not Arlington Cemetery. That's just, like, you know, some cemetery here in Providence.
I don't know the exact number on how long they stay there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if it depends on if it's deemed a historical site or if it's a national cemetery or whatnot.
Yeah.
But if you look at it, I mean, drive by cemeteries in Warwick or anywhere.
Yeah.
East Providence.
Yeah.
Huge.
Huge.
And... People keep dying,
yeah.
But then cemeteries aren't getting bigger, so what's going on?
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, like, the North Burial Ground in Providence, like,
huge.
Near the Branch Ave exit,
huge.
And, like, that was one of the four burial grounds in Rhode Island at one point.
Yep.
Because there's the other one that's in, there's the western one in Bristol. Have you ever seen that
I've
one?
I've never seen that
huge
one.
Huge, too. Same thing.
Wait, is that near Cold State Park?
Yeah, it's near Cold State Park.
Okay, yeah, that one's
huge. Yeah, huge. Unbelievable. And yeah, it's like so much space, and like people don't, you're saying you listen to the Scott episode. Scott and I talked about that a little bit. People don't utilize cemeteries for like public space at all. It's like this place that like, oh, you can't go in there or unless you're paying respects.
You know? The cemetery on Route 3 going towards Hopkinton, Cherahoe?
Yeah.
I learned how to ride my bike there.
Yes.
I learned because it's... Huge loops, hills, and everything. I learned how to rollerblade there.
Yeah.
And I learned how to drive a stick shift
there. I learned how to drive there. That's where my dad would take me to drive.
Yep.
Yeah.
And it was a good experience because the hills, my mom used to have my friend come along with us, stand behind the car, and then have to do first gear on a hill. And the consequence was if you didn't get it, you'd hit
your buddy's in trouble.
Your friend. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Shout out to Andrew Yuva for being a good sport.
I love that. That is amazing.
That's how I'm going to teach my kid one day.
That's good. Because I never learned how to drive a stick shift because I think I just got pissed at my dad in the high school parking lot. I remember that.
Yep.
No, I'm not doing this. Yeah. And I mean, it was a really quick way for me to never learn that. Not a lot of people know how to drive stick shift anymore.
You know, it's a good thing to know how to do.
I think so,
if
too.
If you ever get caught in a pickle where you have
to
drive a stick, it's a good thing to have in the back of your mind.
Definitely. Yeah. Can't be. I mean, it's not that hard.
To learn. It's, you know,
just different mechanics.
When you get older, I appreciate having an automatic though.
Right.
Especially sitting in traffic.
Right. Who wants to
not
work
this
on
guy.
That clutch the whole time? Yeah. Screw that. You have any thoughts on the afterlife? What happens after we pass on?
I'd like to think that there's something. Something happens, you know. I would love to say that, you know, you go to a better place, and I think sometimes we tell each other that to make us
make
feel better,
a little bit easier to
accept, to move on towards acceptance.
Uh-huh.
I don't have an answer, and I guess the only way I'll find out is when it's my time to go there, and hopefully I make the most out of my time alive before I end up there, because it would really suck to get cut down. Before I can make the most out of it.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
You hear about that girl in Cherahoe?
No.
This just happened Saturday night. It's a senior in high school.
Yeah.
She was a good friend of my cousin's. My cousin's lived down in Hopkinton, and she was this captain of the soccer team. She just passed away this weekend.
Jeez.
She was kicking penalty kicks, and she died of an aneurysm.
Holy shit.
And I feel
during
like,
a game?
During the game, yep.
Wow.
And, you know, my heart goes out to that family.
Yeah,
and
that's terrible.
All of her friends and because that's terrible. 17 years old.
Yeah.
You know, that's your life ahead of you.
Yeah, everything. Right.
You know, so that's why I say, again, I don't know what's coming.
Sure.
But please let me have a long life.
Right.
You know, something
right.
I can do something that I enjoy.
Yeah.
While I'm here.
So then, what do you think? Like, is there a certain length of time that you want to live, or is there like a certain amount of success that you think you'd be happy with? I mean, not saying that like if you were successful at this point you should just pass away, you know, but like, is there a like a spot that you're trying to get to, like to be, you know, happy with your existence or anything like that? Or do you think it's just something that no one really knows
even? I don't think anyone really knows. Yeah. But if we talk about genetics for a minute,
yeah,
both sides of my family live long.
Oh yeah.
So if I were to base my lifespan on what my, you know, other family members have lived, I'm
yeah.
probably going to be late 80s, early 90s.
Oh, wow.
Which is good.
Yeah.
The downside of that is I could get Alzheimer's.
Sure.
Or
right.
like my grandmother just passed away this year from Alzheimer's, you know,
oh,
having
sucks.
Alzheimer's, and
yeah.
it's a terrible disease. So I don't want to go like that.
Yeah.
I don't want to go not remembering anything or, you know, from a degenerative disease. But I guess that's where I'm shooting for. And
yeah.
in life, or before I die, I'd like to get it set where I wouldn't have to worry. I don't want to like live paycheck to paycheck my entire life. I don't
yeah.
want to have to worry about, you know, if I probably won't get Social Security at this day and age.
Right, right.
Am I going to have enough to support me? Am I going to be able to retire? I don't want to be working every day, and then the day I die is the day I don't show up to work.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, that's. I think that's a great answer. Because, like, I mean, who knows, like, what each individual person's thought of being successful in life is. Everyone's different, right?
Subjective, right?
Yeah, totally subjective. I mean, some people are probably super successful and they're just trying harder every day, and there's the opposite side of the coin too, you know? So
you think you're successful?
No.
No?
Nah.
I think you're successful.
Oh, that's very nice of you to say.
Well, I think you take what you want to do
mm-hmm.
and your skills and your hobbies
mm-hmm.
and you apply them every day. I think that's successful.
Yeah,
you know,
I do agree with you in that sense of the word. Yeah.
From an economical point of view,
yeah.
you know, are you working on contracts? Are you getting paid by job? Are you
yeah.
not getting a steady income? Do you not have, you know, 401k investments?
Right.
I don't know this of you.
Right.
I'm just saying this in generalities.
Yeah.
Maybe, maybe not.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you're done working a 10-hour day,
yeah.
you know, when you got to video or do a podcast for that long,
yeah.
you know, you must feel pretty good that, you know,
oh,
that
yeah.
you created this.
Definitely. Yeah, being creative is, like, a huge thing for me personally. Like, I feel good about myself if I was creative in that day. And if I also am getting paid for it, that's even better.
Right.
I mean, this podcast is not bringing in the bucks, but when it comes to my job, it's a creative job, you know, and I get to express myself that way. And yeah, so
it could be a stepping stone. You could
totally.
Take off, you know.
This podcast is going to take off.
It's going to take
this
right
episode.
Off. And I'm going to say that I was on it, and this is going to be my claim to fame on your coattails, my
yeah,
friend.
Hell yeah, I'm all for that. You gave me that little boost of confidence. I'm all for that. What do you think? Oh, we kind of already talked about this. What makes you most paranoid about death, but you think it's the power tools that you work with?
Oh, it's every day. I mean,
yeah.
You learn to be safe when you're
oh.
working with, you know, power,
yeah,
and spinning saws or everything like that.
Yeah.
Electricity makes me paranoid for
yeah.
sure.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if I know that the line is dead while I'm working on it. I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And Scott brought this up, but I hate driving.
Yeah.
I was in dead stop traffic because of an accident, and I got rear-ended in dead stop traffic
Damn.
Because someone wasn't paying attention.
That
you know?
Sucks.
And then it's like a couple weeks on muscle relaxers because my back was jacked up.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's going 5 miles an hour maybe.
I know.
What is it like going 30 miles an hour?
Right.
And so I sold my motorcycle. I had a motorcycle.
Oh, you did?
I did.
Yeah.
Sold it.
Yeah.
I didn't ride it for 2 years. And then finally I said, you know what? This is a liability.
Yeah.
Yeah. It doesn't matter if I have the helmet or the, you know, jacket
right.
or anything. If
right.
something goes awry, I'm done.
Yeah.
So driving electricity and power tools.
Yeah.
Definitely my top three.
You a generally cautious driver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. No, you know, I don't speed.
Yeah. Me either. It's not necessary.
Not necessary.
Just leave a little bit earlier.
Yeah, that's right.
Just find the time to leave a little bit earlier.
Plan ahead.
So many people are in a rush, and that's the recipe for disaster.
Yep.
Yeah, people are flying around. I hate to sound like an old fart, but I drive a Prius, So I don't really, I can't really go that fast. I mean, it can go fast, but it takes a while to get there. Yes, you know? And yeah, I just, it's no big deal. People will, like, people beep. No, just go around me. Get the hell out of my way.
Lately, I'm all about that fuel economy.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
I just want to, if I'm going to go pay more than $2.50 at the gallon, which we have been because of the hurricanes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go speed limit, eco mode on in my car.
Do you have a readout, like a miles per gallon readout?
I do, and I reset it every time I get gas just so I get a new reading.
Can you set the price of gas in your car? My newer car, you can do that. So every time you fill up, a prompt comes up. It's like, how much did you pay for gas?
I know.
And then every time you stop a drive, it tells you how much you spent on gas based on that last price.
That's cool.
Which is like, it's like a video game.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's awesome.
No, I don't have that. My girlfriend's car has the, you need gas, here are the gas stations, and here's what's cheaper.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's kind of using like that Gas Buddy app.
Yeah.
Built in.
That's very cool.
Very nice. I'm a little jealous.
So it tells
you that
you need it and where you can get it closest for the cheapest.
Need it, where you can get it closest, cheapest, and how many, you know, this is a standard feature about how many miles you have left on your current tank.
Right, right.
Which I like to push sometimes, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that can't be the most.
I don't know. I usually cut it in half. If it says I can go 40, I'll go 20.
You'll go 20. Yeah, I've driven across the country a few times now, and that's like something that you're always trying to like push. You know, you don't want to stop too much because you have so far to go, but like, you don't want to be stuck in the middle of Kansas without gas.
Yeah.
And you find yourself, like, especially with driving a Prius, you can see like how much miles per gallon you're getting at the moment.
Yep.
And so you're always like easing off and trying to ride those 20 miles for 30 miles or something, you know?
Oh, there's really no hills in Kansas. You can't even like just say, I'm on a coast.
No, you really can't. And there's like, just some of those places, there's nothing. Like, we'll go 150 miles without seeing gas, you know? So like, you need to prepare.
Yes.
That'd be an awful way to die in the middle of nowhere.
And when you see the buzzards,
Some hills have eyes, buzzards. Yeah. That's what it's like driving through like New Mexico and stuff. So you think it's hills have eyes. If you had to bequeath one thing, what would it be? You have any answers?
I really don't have anything.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll have, that's mine. I don't have anything to give.
Yeah.
I have my snowboard.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
you got a sweet snowboard?
I have a snowboard.
Yeah, nice.
I guess I would bequeath that to someone.
Bequeath is just a fun word to say.
I used to ask
people what they'd put in their will, and most everyone's like, same answer as you. You know, it's like, I don't really know. What am I going to put in my will?
Have you thought about writing a will?
I've thought about it. But like, what? Like, it's the same. Like, what am I going to, if I died right now, Jocelyn would just get all my stuff.
Yeah.
Just, here's the record for it. Jocelyn, you get all my stuff. You know, like,
I guess the only thing I'd write a will for is, hey, I have life insurance through work. I have this policy. Pay for whatever.
Yes.
But I want to be made into a tree.
Yeah.
So like, maybe I should donate my body to that that Texas program where they just have a body farm. You ever heard about that?
Yes, I love that.
Yeah,
I think that's what I'm gonna do with my body, is donate it to science.
Just be like, I want to be that one that they put clothes on and see how the vultures get to me with clothes on.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I want to be the control for cotton clothes versus vultures.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's like, that's almost, it's kind of admirable to like do that with your body afterwards, you know? Donate to science.
Are you an organ donor?
Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
Definitely.
I think I want to write on my license, body donor, you know?
Yeah.
I got to sign up for that. I've talked about that with a past guest before. She was super into it, and she totally convinced me. Like, that's what you should do. Like,
these students are doing it for thesis work.
Right.
And, you know, it's not just Texas. I guess they have it in a bunch of different places.
Yeah.
But it helps with DNA testing. It helps with solving crimes,
yep,
biology affecting it, you know, in that certain ecosystem. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Probably a crappy study to do walking around decaying bodies. But
Definitely. But maybe people who like the show or come on here and say they talk about death all the time, you're right up there, Al.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, looking at dead bodies all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. See, I don't mind looking. I think I would look at dead bodies. I went to a funeral last week, and I went to a cemetery, and like, they're so interesting. Just like the gravestones and like the
especially
age.
The old ones. Yeah.
Right, especially around here, like in the New England area. You know,
very
you
much.
Drive around, and there's even those like really tiny ones that are smaller than the room that they were in, and they're all protected, you know?
Right.
So they're just, 20 gravestones. A lot of them are falling over, unfortunately. But they'll be like right next to like a Cumberland Farms or something.
Yeah.
You know, because they just can't build there.
We used to, in high school, in ROTC, used to do a lot of community service. And that was one of my big ones, was to go to historical cemeteries and clean up.
Oh, nice.
Rake.
Yeah.
And then try to
reset them.
Reset the stones.
That's nice.
And one day I had a good group of kids there with me. I think I was a senior.
Yeah.
Ordered Domino's, delivered right to the cemetery.
That's
kid
awesome.
Didn't do a wink. He didn't even question. He was just
really?
There. Yeah, $15.
Yeah.
He didn't even question about going to a cemetery.
Oh, that's
good for him.
Yeah, that's awesome. Was it like in a popular area or anything, or was it kind of like out in the woods somewhere?
Right near Rice Field, not the big one. Across the street.
Yep.
Next to that supposed haunted house. That house is supposed to be haunted.
Which, really?
Yeah, you know the intersection, and the bike path goes right behind it.
Yeah.
That yellow house, it was yellow during the time, is supposed to be haunted.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
allegedly.
There are a lot of alleged haunts in, like, in the Coventry area.
Yeah.
Did you ever go to Hell's Gates?
Yep.
Or Nellie's Grave?
I have.
Which is, like, I think those are both technically West Greenwich.
Yeah,
West Greenwich.
Those are Exeter, West Greenwich, but I've been.
Yeah, and, that was fun in high school.
It was fun.
Yeah. Nellie's Grave is still scary as hell when you drive by it. That old white church.
It's gated off.
It's all gated off.
Yeah.
You can't. And for those of you who don't know, Nelly was a vampire, or allegedly a vampire.
They found blood in her lungs.
They found blood in her
tuberculosis.
Lungs.
It was,
right.
She's
a vampire. Yeah. And they buried her with allegedly a stake in her heart. Yeah. Which is a great story. Especially if you're a kid and you just got your driver's license and it's right down the street from Hell's Gates.
You ever see anything?
Huh?
You ever see anything paranormal?
I think, so I don't know. I don't like saying definitively, yes, I have, but I think so. Yeah, I worked on a movie on Block Island. I might have talked about
Block Island's supposed to be haunted.
Yes, very haunted.
Very much.
And we had this one guy who was basically our connect on the island, right? We went there in March, so the island was basically dead. And there was this one gentleman who kind of watches like a bunch of houses and stuff when people aren't there for the season, and he helped us like rent out a space. We stayed there for 8 days, I think. So like we stayed in one of these homes, and he told us a bunch of stories. You know, we get there and he's like this 50-year-old guy, and we're just like, you know, all new in the industry, working for peanuts on this like really low budget movie sort of thing. And we were just like, okay, sure, whatever, you know, like, where can we buy booze on this island is what we were concerned with.
In March.
Yeah, exactly, because literally they opened up the liquor store for us one day. Like, that's how cool this guy was. He claimed that he was, like, a caretaker. He owned a landscaping business, and he also helped the person who brings the dead bodies off of the island.
Really?
The coroner. So, like, obviously people die on Block Island. For those of you who don't know, Block Island is a small island off of the coast of Rhode Island. Really tiny, and in the winter months, it's sleepy as hell. Like, there's no one there. He would help drag the bodies off. Well, we worked in two hotels, and I unplugged a phone that continued to ring, Adam.
That's creepy, John.
I was the sound guy on this movie. This phone kept ringing. They were like, you gotta shut that phone up. I said, okay. So I took it off the hook. And it still rang. So I was like, whatever. Maybe it's some sort of Block Island phone thing that I don't know about, you know? I'll chalk it up to whatever. So I literally unplugged the phone line from it. So it's just a handheld set. Like old school phone, rotary phone. Unplugged it. Went into the other room to roll sound. It started ringing again. Went back. It was still unplugged. There were doors that we would leave propped open at night. Because this is like a 4-floor hotel. This is the National Hotel.
Right on the water.
Right on the water.
If you have a boat, yep.
Yep, right there. We would prop open doors. Because we'd like set up lights at night. We'd prop open doors for the next morning so we could just walk right in and shoot. Those doors would be slammed shut. Yeah. And then there's a picture that someone took of the Spring House, which is the big hotel up on the hill. And we were down at the bottom of the hill shooting something with the hotel in the background. The on-set photographer took some pictures. Later in the night, he showed us these pictures. And we kind of were like, are there lights on up there? But we, you know, it was like the first night there. We weren't really sleeping much because we were working hard and all that stuff. And then he showed us the pictures, and there's something in those pictures. I don't know whether or not he doctored them. There was time.
You know what?
I try to be logical.
I'd like to think that he didn't doctor it.
Me too.
Because that's kind of cool.
Yes.
As long as it wasn't, you know, yeah. messing with you or malicious.
Right. So what about yourself? Do you think you've...
I will say that I've seen something. Yeah. A couple of Halloweens, my friends and I would drive down to New Jersey. Mm-hmm. There and back in the night, because there was a legend of the most haunted road in America is in New Jersey.
Oh, cool.
And it's called, I think it's called Menden Road. Yeah. Uh-huh. And there's all these tales. There's Dead Man's Curve, where this kid died and got yep. hit by a car. True story, the Iceman, who was a hitman for the yep. mafia down there, was hiding his bodies in the woods over there.
Oh, wow.
And then they say that a truck lights will follow you up the road and then disappear at the end.
This is in New Jersey?
This is in New Jersey.
Okay, I just heard a story about a road in Long Island that's like very similar. Well, you'll see cars behind you. I'm sorry, continue.
Don't worry about it. So we go down there the first time, and this road is like a two-lane country road, no lights on yep. it. The only lights you have is your car.
Yep.
And it's windy. So I drive down all the way through. We come to Dead Man's Curve. Don't see anything. We throw pennies into it. Nothing happens. We drive to the end of the road.
Yep.
Turn around. Now we're driving back, and all of a sudden I see a light come across. And I'm like, that's funny, because
in front of you guys?
Yeah, in front of us.
Yep.
What would normally look like car lights
yep.
coming on a perpendicular road.
Oh.
But there are no perpendicular roads. This is
it's just that
piece.
One road.
And cut across the car and then disappeared in the woods. And wow. that was it. And I'm driving.
Yeah.
You know, I'm the one paying attention to
right.
the road.
Right.
And I look back to the other three people in the car and they're all stark.
They saw it too.
Yeah, they saw it too.
Wow.
So I get chills right now talking about it. Like, that's just like a light, like an yeah. orb. You take a picture, you see something, you know?
Right, right.
But that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's wild. How many times did you drive down there?
We did it twice.
That's cool.
It's just a long trip down and back in one night.
Yeah.
Just to drive on a road. And the second time we went down there, a bunch of high school kids.
We're
just
kind of
like at the hot spots, and it wasn't really that like.
Oh yeah.
It wasn't that magical.
Yeah, right. They kind of ruined it.
They ruined it.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting. So the haunting season's coming up.
It is.
I love going around to haunts and stuff like that. It's unfortunately, I think it's a little. How old were you when you did that? You can't really be 30 going.
No, I can't. I was 25, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. There's definitely like an age limit of. Like, okay, how are you really spending your time here, you know?
I'm spending this Halloween handing out candy, and I'm looking forward to it.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yes. Is this your first Halloween as a homeowner?
Yes.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah. I'm solely looking forward to, I might have some bears sitting in my driveway while I'm handing yeah. out candy to kids.
Yeah. You think you're going to dress up, or no, you're just going to sit there?
I'm going to dress up as a drunk uncle.
Okay, nice. Yeah, nice. But, I like that.
Yeah, it should be a good time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fun. I like handing out candy.
Yeah.
My mom used to make me do it. Like when I was in high school, and I'd be like, this sucks. But now it's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now I live on the second floor right now. No one's going to come. But we've lived on the first floor, and we lived in a couple houses too. And people, yeah. As long as you turn that light on, though, kids want that candy.
Kids will be there.
So you're in like a good neighborhood for trick or treating?
We're in a great neighborhood.
Yeah.
We're between like elementary schools and middle schools. Like,
oh, nice.
It's a very nice like residential yeah. area. So
that
I mean,
was always like the best. Before I moved to Coventry, I lived in Cranston on Mayfield Ave.
Yep.
It's a busy road. My parents did not want us to trick-or-treat there. So you'd always, like, talk to people in school, like, who's got the best neighborhood, and, like, go with them.
Wood Estates.
Yeah, Wood Estates is great. Hunter's Crossing wasn't great when I was little because it was kind of a newer development, but I think it's good now.
Yeah.
You know, because there's, like, a lot of families in there and stuff.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so the neighborhoods are the tops. Are you going to, what are you going to give out, like raisins? You going to be a big raisin guy?
Do I look like a raisin guy?
No, you don't look like a raisin guy.
Nah, I don't. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to raid Benny's. I'm going to take advantage of
this
clearance sale.
Going out of business, yes.
On. The
yeah.
Benny's at the end of my street
yeah.
is closing on the 30th of this month. I am so sad about that.
It sucks. It
Benny's
suck.
Is dying. Just like, let's tie this back
yes,
in.
Benny's is dying just like everything else.
Benny's is dying, and it's been, you know, I get the shirt that says Benny's since
oh,
1924.
You?
Yeah,
oh, nice.
I have it.
Very nice.
I bought Rock'em Sock'em Robots the other day just to support.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. But it's sad that it's dying.
Yeah, it is.
And I really hope another hardware store, like an Ace Hardware, buys the location
yeah.
at least.
Yeah.
Just to have a local store around.
Right.
But I'm definitely going to take advantage of the candy sale, I think.
Is that a big store, that one that's near you, or?
No, it's smaller. You could probably fit two of them inside the one that's on Branch.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's a smaller one. It's right
gotcha.
On Pawtucket Avenue.
Yeah, okay.
they're sending all their inventory to another store. They just, I think the lease is up on that store and they're just closing it.
Yeah, because I feel like even the one in Warwick might already be closed. The one on Warwick Ave.
Listening to the disgruntled employees have conversations while I was shopping there the other day.
Really?
They were talking about how they're choosing which stores to do because of leasing.
Right. And that makes sense.
It does. It makes sense.
Trying to save whatever money they can at this point. Yeah. Yeah, that is sad. And I think there were a couple of like actual people who are interested, businesses that were interested in like buying them up and saving them at the last minute. And then there were all those like half-assed petitions that went around. Like, let's get Amazon to buy. Oh, how are you going to convince Amazon to send their drones to Benny's? As it doesn't even make sense.
What's Amazon going to do it? I know Amazon wants to make a physical footprint.
Right.
They don't have to.
No, they don't have to.
They have such a limited overhead.
Right.
They're opening a whole second like national headquarters, not secondary to their first.
No, a second national headquarters.
Second national headquarters.
Yeah, they're thinking about where they want to do it, right?
Right.
There's some pitch to do it here in Rhode Island.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure if they get a tax break, like all the other businesses,
exactly.
They will.
Yeah.
But they don't need the overhead. They don't need to take on these stores. They're already taking on the big box retailers. So
I know, they just bought Whole Foods.
Yeah. What an acquisition.
Ah, unbelievable. And the prices have already gone down. This episode isn't even sponsored by Whole Foods.
But there's your plug.
Yeah, there's your plug. Prices have gone down. They went down immediately. It was kind of amazing. I joked about handing out raisins.
Yeah.
A lot of people like to hand out like health conscious things, especially now because we're a bit more of a health conscious society. I don't know, maybe I'm just more health conscious, so I notice it more. But is that something that you think about? Do you try to be healthy so maybe you can like live longer? Or
so I would never hand out raisins on Halloween. I'm just
I wouldn't put out this episode, I don't think, if you said. I'd just be like, just fucking leave.
Yeah. I'm not handing out raisins. I'm handing out candy.
Nice.
Let the kids have a night.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Tying it into doing a lot of work on the house.
Yeah.
We don't have a kitchen right now.
Yeah.
We have to eat out all the time.
Yeah.
It's sickening.
Yeah.
We were hanging out with Sam's friends last night.
Uh-huh.
We have to go to dinner. So where are we going to go? I don't have a palate for anything. I can't wait to have a home-cooked meal.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Right now, I canceled my gym membership. I wasn't going.
Yeah.
I'm just working on the house.
Yeah.
Work 8 hours at work.
Yeah.
Come home, change. Work on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've actually lost weight
due to it. Nice.
A year ago, 2 years ago too, running a lot, ran up my first half marathon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yep. I loved it.
Yeah.
I was running at least one or two races a month.
Yep.
Absolutely loved it. That's what I want to get back into.
Yep. That's 13.1 miles?
13.1.
Yeah.
Yep. Nice. And I want to get back into it. I just finding that time and that balance because you have to dedicate some time to
to getting yourself
3 days a week, and it's a struggle to get through. That accompanied with eating right is a proven formula to feel healthy and
get
the weight that you want to be. Maybe you don't have to lose weight, but just feel fit or whatnot.
Right, helps your mental health too.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
I felt great.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't feel sluggish at all.
Right,
so. Yeah, health conscious decisions about what to eat,
mm-hmm.
though I'm kind of hindered right now because I can't say, all right, I'm just going to throw together a salad or whatever.
Right.
I can't wait to get back to it.
Do you have a timetable as when you think your kitchen will be done?
Middle to end of October is when the cabinets should be done.
Uh-huh.
And the countertops, so we're good then.
Do you have like a go-to healthy option for eating out, or are you just kind of sick of the places that are near you anyway?
I don't really have a healthy option for eating out. There's really nothing around.
Yeah.
Order a sandwich and eat half of it, and then half for lunch.
Yeah, that's the healthy. Yeah, exactly.
You know,
that's the healthy option.
Go to Dave's, get a big salad, and then hold on to it for a couple of days.
Dave's is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Dave's.
They have everything.
Dave's near you?
I work in behind Cardi's and on Route 2, so. Go down to Dave's.
Right there.
I like their Asian noodle bar.
So good.
So good.
Their prepared foods are killer.
Yep.
Their pizza, I mean, there's a lot of good pizza in Rhode Island. Tons of good pizza.
Yep.
Dave's is up there.
Dave's is up
Dave's
there.
Dave's is totally up there. Yeah.
It's up there. It's good. It doesn't agree with me.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like I don't want to get too graphic, but let me just say.
All pizza does that or just the Dave's pizza?
Just Dave's.
Interesting.
Just Dave's, and I pay for it.
Yeah.
I pay for it.
Wow. But you still go after it.
Well, sometimes I go into Dave's, I'm like, well, I'm not really in the mood for a salad, sure. And I'm not going to touch that general, you know, chow's or whatever.
Oh, man. It's always there. That always doesn't look appealing. I love Asian food.
Yeah.
The Asian food at Dave's never... The General Tso's, the egg rolls are always dry as hell.
Not a fan.
Yeah, no. So Dave, step it up.
I avoid their Chinese selection.
Yeah, yeah.
Except for the noodle bar.
It's a different.
It's
different
a different
beast.
Animal.
Yeah.
So.
Well, especially
and their sushi is good.
Their sushi is good.
Yeah.
Their wings are pretty good.
Yeah.
Good wings. Good selection of wings.
Yep.
Yeah. We could talk about. We want to talk about more unhealthy.
You want to just. Just food it up.
Let's do a food podcast. Yeah, they have a lot of good stuff. I don't know why we're still talking about Dave's. So eating healthy, exercising, that's about it. Adam, you got any final things you want to say? I think we should officially plug Benny's.
Benny's, definitely.
Yeah, help them out, even though they're going out of business and you can't help them anymore.
You know what? I will continue to buy their lawn bags until they close their doors.
Oh, man. Those lawn bags. They're a staple in Rhode Island.
They are better than Lowe's. I'm going to put that in there.
Better than Lowe's.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Fuck. You know what? I don't really... I do a lot of... I go to Home Depot a lot for work. Yeah. Every once in a while, I'll be closer to a Lowe's. I'll be like, I'll just go to Lowe's. No.
Mm-mm.
It's garbage.
Yes.
It's garbage.
Yes.
And it's... From the facade, you're almost like, is this a fancier version of Home Depot?
That's why they did it.
Yeah.
Lowe's is designed,
yep.
And I'm not trying to be sexist, I'm stating the facts. And I work there actually part-time
before, you did?
So I can really say this with some vigor.
Yeah.
Lowe's is designed to attract the female customer.
It is.
Because it's clean looking.
Yeah.
It's organized
in
a way.
It is very, yeah.
And people look nice.
Yeah, you can find things easier at Lowe's, maybe. But just go to Home Depot 5 times and remember where things are.
If you go to Home Depot and you ask someone a question, they might come off as gruff. They
right.
might come off as like, oh man, I don't really want to approach this person.
Yes.
They don't.
Yeah.
But they walk me through how to build a U-bend for a bathroom sink.
Yeah.
Like,
they're great.
Grabbed all the pieces for me, talked me through it, explained it. I can't get that at Lowe's.
Yeah, I went there for one specific type of aluminum roofing, like corrugated aluminum roofing, and I was explaining to them what I wanted to do with it. We were building a set with it, and he was like, you don't want that. You want this. And it was cheaper, and it turned out to be way better.
Yep.
Yeah. They know what they're talking about.
They do.
And people at Lowe's, I feel like, I don't even know if I ever even talked to anyone at Lowe's.
Lowe's killed me for a year. I worked there at customer service for a year, and it killed me.
Yeah.
I can't. I'd rather make not as much money on one income than have to put so much of myself out working at a company that doesn't care about their employees.
Yeah, I don't blame you. So that's right, Lowe's. We're sticking it to you.
Go Home Depot. That's it.
Yeah, hell yeah. All right. Thank you very much, Adam.
Thanks, John.
Decaf left, regular right. Decaf left, regular right. It's very challenging work.